Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly looking at a market here that has been all over the map. We have huge outside reversal days going, or outside range days, and this is not uncommon, it seems, these days with government reports. That said, the soybean market, the whole report was friendly, be it whether it was global stocks declining, and, of course, global stocks declined by 1.22 million metric tons. That was from a month ago, and, of course, less than what the trade was looking for. The corn stocks globally, however, was pretty much in line, maybe a hair over, not by much, maybe 280,000 metric tons over what the USDA, or average guess, I should say, was. But that said, it was also 470,000 metric tons under the estimate by the USDA back in March. And, of course, wheat stocks, wheat's the market that took it on the chin everywhere, pretty much in line on U.S. stocks, didn't, so it was neutral there. But in global supplies, they increased global supplies by 2.87 million metric tons. But the carryout on beans dropping to 135, well, you know, that's just 10 million bushels higher than where we were for 6 months a year ago. And the carryout on corn at 1.33 billion bushels, that's just a hair over the lowest guess. The lowest guess was 1.306. And, of course, I'm watching an international blog and lots of talk about the corn market. Still, corn got up very close to a 521 wave count 3. That's a minor wave count 3, but did get close to it and, of course, has set back with the help of wheat. The bean market, too. What about beans? What a good market, good demand market, tight supplies. You know, it's been a bullish story for quite some time. And, of course, May beans today got up to within 2 cents of filling the May contract's expiration low day of a year ago on the May contract. And, of course, that gap would fully fill at a minimum 15.14. We got to 15.12. And if you go to the highest close on May beans of a year ago, it was 15.24. And then the contract high for a May contract was 15.45. Well, you've been to 15.12 today. Look where you're at. A huge move, and how many of the analysts actually thought it was possible. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.